Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD's podcast, iTunes as well. And we have a special guest for you this hour with a new book just out, Natasha Turner. She wrote the bestseller, the New York Times bestseller, frequent guest on Dr. Oz's show, of course, is she wrote a book called, I think it was The Super Hormone Diet, but we're not talking about that unless we get diverted. We're going to talk about the hormone boost, how to power up your six essential hormones. I always think they're more essential hormones, but how to power up your six essential hormones for strength, energy, and weight loss. And obviously you can get it. It's got a 5-star rating on Amazon, which is about as good as you can get, 5 out of 5. Natasha, thanks for coming on. Tell me, you were born in Malta. How'd you get to the United States or to Canada?
I was born in Spain. That's right. That's kind of a divergent from the hormone boost, but my parents were hippies, and they were traveling in Europe. And that's my father was from London, England, and my mom Canadian. And I was born in Spain, and then I moved to Canada just when I was about nine months old. So I've been here for quite a while now. But that's kind of, you know, the crazy thing is, your readers won't remember maybe much I say about my book, but they might remember that my parents lived in the caves in Crete with Joni Mitchell. So there you go.
Now, hormone boost. We all know about thyroid hormone being important for metabolic rate, and I'm going to go through them one by one, if you will, with you, or you go through them anyway. But it's strength, energy, and weight loss. Testosterone is important for both men and women, isn't it, for strength?
Well, yeah, no, it definitely is, Dr. Mike. And, you know, I've written 3 other books. And, you know, in your intro, you mentioned that there's many other essential hormones, and I agree. You know, in all my other books, I talked about 16 different hormones that impact your ability to lose weight or keep it off. And this book, I decided to focus only on the hormones that are actually linked to increasing metabolism, increasing your strength, and increasing your energy. So I didn't talk about any of the problems. Things like high stress hormone or too much toxic estrogen or too much insulin, which we know is linked to increased risk of heart disease and diabetes. I focused on thyroid and testosterone, which studies show that both men and women, if we have a deficiency of testosterone, we will struggle to build muscle in the gym regardless of how committed our efforts are. And it's one of those hormones that are easily affected by the toxins in our environment, and also by chronic stress. So it's an important thing to kind of look at. If you find that you've been working out regularly and you're not getting the gains and strength that you're looking for, then sometimes it's beneficial to get a blood test or to assess your free testosterone levels. And the thing with the thyroid...
Now, before we go any further on that, let me just interrupt if I can. Are there foods, are there things you can do other than getting thin that will boost? In other words, are there things that decrease your binding hormone, or are there things that increase your free or your total thyroid hormone production you can do easily, or foods?
If you're asking if there's things you can do to boost your thyroid...
Absolutely. No. I'm sorry. Your testosterone. Thyroid, I was going the wrong way. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Definitely. I mean, a simple nutrient like zinc, which is probably one of the most common mineral deficiencies. Zinc can help to support healthy testosterone levels production in both men and women. There are herbs that you can use, like Tribulus terrestris, that is helpful for boosting testosterone. Our diet has a huge impact on testosterone, because we know that people who restrict their calories too much, or they don't have enough healthy carbohydrates, that raises their stress hormone cortisol, and that drops testosterone. So I'm a big fan of having a diet that is balanced, that has protein, carbs, fat, and fiber 4 times a day, and you don't completely restrict starchy carbohydrates. It's so important to have it in your nighttime meal, I think, because it improves your serotonin levels. It helps to lower your stress hormone levels, and then that enhances testosterone production. So it is important, I think, to have a multifaceted approach. And many, you know, there's a reason why people get really cranky or irritable, or their sex drive drops when they go on a calorie restricted or carb restricted diet. It's because they're missing those essential starchy carbs that make us feel happy and calm and satisfied.
Now, men tell me that they have longer beards when they sleep longer. does that relate to their testosterone level building?
Well, if you think about it, that's such an interesting. I didn't know where you were going to go when you said longer. So, but longer beard, I would think if that is impacted by testosterone levels, the growth of the beard, then it would be definitely. We know if you sleep less than 5 to 6 hours, the ideal rate I think for sleep is 7.5 hours. So anybody sleeping less than that, you're going to be sleep deprived. And that day, those days you wake up with failing to get enough sleep, you're going to have higher levels of stress hormone for the whole day before you even start dealing with all the stresses that might come upon you. So indirectly, because we know that stress hormone suppresses testosterone, I think that maybe there's the correlation there. They're having less stress because they're feeling well rested, and then that helps to support healthy testosterone production.
We're talking with Dr. Natasha Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Her last book she has written is called The Hormone Boost, How to Power Up Your 6 Essential Hormones for Strength, Energy, and Weight Loss. And now the hormone we almost got onto was thyroid hormone. And we all know that's important to have a normal level for metabolic rate. But you were telling me how your diet and other things affects your level of thyroid hormone.
Yeah, well, I just had the pleasure of seeing Dr. Oz a couple weeks ago when I did the release of the book on the show, and we focused heavily on thyroid hormone production and the benefits of having enough thyroid and the symptoms. You know, there's two things with thyroid. One is the normal level of thyroid hormone, and then there is the optimal level of thyroid hormone. And I think it's important to define the difference between the two. You could have a normal blood test for thyroid, TSH, T3, or T4. However, you could still have all the similar symptoms showing that you need an increase of this hormone, things like feeling cold, failing to wake up hungry, feeling tired, sluggish, moody, brain fog, gaining weight or difficulty losing. And that could happen even with the test, your blood test results are in the normal range, and it means you really need to think about moving your thyroid hormones into the optimal range. And I talk a lot about paying attention to the signs and symptoms of your body and knowing whether or not you need a boost. And I think if you feel any of those symptoms I just listed, tired, cold, you know, struggling to lose weight, constipation, bad focus, bad mood, then I think you need to focus on boosting your thyroid hormone. And your thyroid is one of the most nutritionally sensitive glands. We need a steady supply of nutrients every day to help support the healthy production of thyroid hormone. So things like tyrosine, which is an amino acid which comes from protein. If you don't get enough protein, you won't have the building block of tyrosine to make thyroid hormone. So it's an essential rule of the hormone boost. I tell people you've got to start your day with at least 30 grams of protein in the morning to help boost the thyroid hormone production and dopamine. Also, we need daily intake of iodine. Your thyroid gland is the only gland that has the ability to take up iodine, and that combines with the tyrosine to make thyroid hormones. So you'll need to support getting enough iodine, maybe through watercress or, you know, shrimp or even salmon. And then you also need to think about getting selenium, which you can easily obtain from having a couple Brazil nuts a day. You need the selenium to activate thyroid hormone. So your thyroid produces one hormone, T4, but you got to get that converted the T3, the hormone that boosts metabolism and really controls the metabolic rate of every single cell in your body.
Now, 30 grams of protein seems like an awful lot at one meal. How do you get that at one meal?
Yeah, you know what? It's really not that hard. It's about a scoop and a half of whey protein. It's about, you know, two whole eggs and a couple eggs whites. It's about a cup of Greek yogurt. It's maybe two or three turkey or chicken sausages that are, you know, coming from a local butcher that don't have nitrites and sulfites and all those preservatives. You could have a chicken burger with topped with some guacamole. I've got all these amazing recipes in the book. I'm a big fan of getting mostly protein and fat at breakfast because I think it's the best for your mental clarity, your metabolism, and for preventing that 3 or 4 o'clock dip in the afternoon that happens when we sometimes overdo too many starchy carbs in the morning like oatmeal or cereal. So it's really not that hard.
So we've talked about testosterone a little bit and a little bit about thyroid hormone. What are the other four?
Well, these are new ones that probably a lot of your listeners may not have heard of. One is adiponectin, and this is a hormone that our bodies naturally produce when we exercise. It boosts metabolism, boosts fat burning, reduces inflammation, helps improve insulin sensitivity. And I give you a lot of really simple dietary habits that you can do beyond the benefit of on adiponectin that we get with exercise. Your diet really impacts the production of this hormone. So I looked at research that found that eating fiber at every meal causes just as much of an increase in the adiponectin levels as exercising. And adding olive oil to your diet every day will boost adiponectin. Green tea increases adiponectin. So there's like superfoods that you can include that boost your fat-burning hormones, and that's a really good example. We also have glucagon. Now, a lot of us have heard of insulin.
Before you go on, I've got to tell people that we are talking to Natasha Turner. The book is The Hormone Boost. She also wrote The Supercharged Hormone Diet, a 30-day accelerated plan to lose weight, restore metabolism, and feel younger longer. This book, The Hormone Boost, is how to power up your six essential hormones for strength, energy, and weight loss. And you do live in Toronto, right?
I do live in Toronto. Yes, I do. And I've got to say, I've been such a fan of you for so long. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, no, my privilege. So we've now gone through adiponectin, T, thyroid hormone, and testosterone, and you were about to tell us about glucagon.
Well, glucagon, a lot of us have heard about insulin, right, which is the only hormone that tells your body to store energy as fat, and it gets spiked when we eat a lot of carbs or too many of the bad types of foods. But glucagon, it works opposite to insulin. It tells your body to burn fat, and when you eat protein, you get the release of glucagon. So one of the rules that I have in the Hormone Boost is you got to get that protein at every meal, and I've already spoken about how your protein boosts your thyroid hormone for fat loss, and then it also boosts glucagon. So 4 times a day, a little dose of protein. And the protein requirement, I actually help you calculate that based on your own body weight to make sure you're getting enough protein to maintain your muscle mass and your metabolism. And glucagon gets boosted just by eating protein. So that's an easy fat loss hormone that we can all obtain just by following the diet rules that I suggest in the book. So that's just another example of how easy it is to get the right hormone response from your food.
So it sounds like if we're looking at some basics, you want us to have protein in the morning and lunch and two other meals, but not as much, and then carbohydrate in the evening.
That's right. And I mean, a lot of people, they've said, what? You're blowing my mind, right? This is totally opposite from what I've heard. You know, so many people think I'm going to have my carbohydrates early in the day, because then I'm going to have a chance to burn them off. And in fact, I think you're just setting yourself up for the hormonal state where you're not going to burn as many, you're not going to burn as much fat each day, and you're going to have more cravings and more hunger. and your focus won't be as good. I mean, it's such an incredible feeling to not have a food obsession and not have cravings and to not have that dip after you've eaten the wrong type of foods. So you have carb. You never should go no carb. You got to have carb, but the starchy carb, but it's at night. I tell my patients now to ditch snacking. No more snacking. You just have four equally sized meals because I found that so many people were messing up the snacks. They were never getting enough protein. They were having apple and almonds, which is not ideal. You know, you're still not getting enough protein with that, or you end up having a cappuccino and a muffin in the afternoon. And so I don't do no more snacking. I really encourage you to have four equally sized meals and you eat four times a day. That 3-4 o'clock meal is so essential to help maintain your body weight and to prevent you from overeating at night and to help make you feel energized and less stressed, especially if you include whey protein at that time of the day. So I've got lots of simple ways to make smoothies, or you could do Greek yogurt or different foods that are high in whey. Whey is proven to lower cortisol and to help prevent you from eating more in your following meal. And so many of us mess up at that time of day. We don't get enough of the nutrients that we need, or we completely miss that snack or that meal altogether.
And just the other two hormones we ought to get to as well. So since we're short on time, go to the other two hormones.
Okay. So another thing is I have very specific rules for sleeping. Two things. People don't think about the impact of their sleep on their hormones, and they don't think about the impact of the exercise on their hormones. And really, you've got to do both of these things exactly as I tell you to optimize the hormonal response. When you sleep, according to my hormone boost rules, naked, in a dark environment, with the right type of, blankets and environment, and not too warm, your body releases melatonin and growth hormone, which makes your sleep a hugely beneficial fat-burning activity. That's why, as part of this hormone boost plan, when you wake up in the morning, you should be hungry because your body's metabolized and burned all the fat and repaired, recuperated, and it's all about the production of growth hormone and melatonin that let your skin cells, your muscle cells, your bone cells repair, and that help boost your metabolism and fat burning. And the other is if you do the strength training. I talk about a new type of exercise in the book. It's called German body composition training, and it's the only type of workout that I've looked at that has been shown to increase the growth of muscle and increase the burning of fat during the workout and afterwards for up to 48 hours, and it's because it stimulates adrenaline, which is great for burning fat during the workout because you do the exercises in a circuit, and because it raises growth hormone because of the way that I tell you how to do the specific movements. And it's only 20 to 30 minutes a week for 2 to 3 days a week. And it is so powerful because so many of us really mess up our exercise habits. We do too much or too hard or too long. And this type of workout, I tell you exactly how to do it so that you're never going to stress your body. You're going to boost your thyroid hormone and increase growth hormone, which is going to be the most amazing response. So many people can't believe how much more energized they feel and less stressed they feel and how quickly they gain fat and lose muscle. Gain muscle and lose fat with this particular type of training, especially when they combine that workout with getting enough protein like I talk about in the book.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Radio MD or at Radio MD and at iHeart, as well as a lot of other channels. We've been talking with the author of The Hormone Boost, How to Power Up Your 6 Essential Hormones for Strength, Energy, and Weight Loss. I like the fact that she's concentrating on eating protein and getting sleep, all good things. Natasha Turner, thanks very much for coming on the show. Hope to see you in Toronto soon. I'm just across the lake, but I come up there frequently and look forward to seeing you.
I would love to see you.
The hormone boost is something all of us should look at as a way of powering up our muscle, getting more sleep, and getting the weight and waist you want. Thanks very much for coming on. Again, it's Natasha Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, The Hormone Boost. We'll be right back.